This is the Ethanol Report with a special edition with Bob Dineen, President and CEO of the Renewable Fuels Association, on the decision today from the Environmental Protection Agency on the waiver requested by the ethanol industry on allowing up to 15% ethanol in regular gasoline. Now, Bob, we've got kind of a fragmented ruling here. I guess what the main part of the ruling is that it allows E15 in vehicles 2007 and newer. So what does that limited approval really mean for the industry? Will it really expand the market for ethanol?
You know, we don't believe that bifurcating the auto park in this fashion, limiting it to only newer vehicles, is going to have any kind of a significant impact on the marketplace. But, you know, Cindy, don't take my word for it. Just look at what the president of the Petroleum Marketers Association has said recently, that they don't expect their marketers to be clamoring to use E15 for such a small percentage of their consumers. What this does is creates confusion for consumers, for gasoline marketers, and for our industry. And you could understand it if there was really some solid technical basis that, older vehicles couldn't be using these fuels, but that's just not the case. And we see what EPA is doing is really just adding confusion and not adding any more market opportunities for ethanol producers that desperately would like to see the market for ethanol expand.
Well, now they haven't made a real decision then on vehicles between the years of 2001 and 2006. What are they doing there? Are they just looking for more testing, or what's the deal with that?
Well, for those vehicles, they continue to await more data from the Department of Energy as they are completing emissions testing, actually only on 2005 and newer vehicles. EPA is relying upon an engineering assessment to get them comfortable to say, well, if a 2005 vehicle is fine, then we're comfortable that a 2001 vehicle would be fine as well. Well, the fact of the matter is we've done our own engineering assessment that uses the exact same metric that EPA used, and we believe that you can go back as far as 94 or earlier without having any detrimental impacts whatsoever. There's not a shred of technical support for denying the availability of E15 to those older vehicles. It is completely arbitrary. It's completely unjustified by the science. And EPA, I think, is vulnerable on this.
Now, they're saying for any vehicles older than 2000, and that includes, I guess, also off-road vehicles and lawnmowers and things like that, they're not approving E15 for them at all. Is that correct?
No, that's absolutely true. They are not going to approve the use of E15 for small engines, any off-road applications. And there, at least, EPA has some technical support. We would point to weed whackers and lawnmowers in Brazil working just fine on an E25 blend, but there are some higher temperatures that would have an impact, and we have certainly not been promoting E15 for those smaller engines, but we do think that for all automotive uses, it is absolutely safe and appropriate.
They must be going to plan on having some kind of labeling process then for once they approve this. What concerns do you have about how this might be labeled at the pump for consumers?
Well, we think that is a grave concern, that it will absolutely create confusion for consumers because the label fundamentally will be a warning label. And consumers might not necessarily focus on the specific percentage of ethanol that is allowed for, a certain model year vehicle. They're going to be seeing the word warning and the word ethanol, and the confusion that would create, I think, could be extraordinarily difficult. And that kind of a label wouldn't be necessary were it not for the fact that they have decided to only make it available for certain vehicles. There's just no justification for what EPA is doing today.
Now, obviously, this is not the decision that the ethanol industry had hoped for, and certainly might create more confusion and might make it worse than if they totally denied this. Where is the ethanol industry going to go from here? What are you going to do?
Well, look, you'll certainly be trying to make lemonade out of the lemons that EPA is giving us, and there will be some that will say that this is a step in the right direction. I'm not so certain it's a step in the right direction. I think it's a step in a more confusing direction. It's certainly not a step that's going to result in any additional ethanol being used across the country. And if you are just adding confusion, adding doubt in the consumers' minds as to the efficacy of adding ethanol on any blend level to your vehicle, I think that that's a problem. So, you know, I'm not certain that this is a step in the right direction. I think it is perhaps a step backward.
Now, you have promoted, RFA has promoted that EPA approving at least E12 because they can do that without any waiver or anything. Do you think they might go in that direction, or are you still promoting that?
Well, the EPA has given us no indication that they are doing that. And, you know, look, it's inconceivable that there isn't a blend level between E10 and E15 in which EPA could have approved for all vehicles, and it would have had a much more direct impact on ethanol marketing opportunities. It wouldn't have created the confusion that EPA is creating today. They could have done it without any additional testing. They could have recognized that their own regulations currently allow for that much oxygen to be added to gasoline, E12 that is, but they've decided not to go that route. And I understand that with their ruling today, they are effectively closing the door on that route. And I think that that's, a missed opportunity on behalf of EPA to really make a meaningful step toward increased domestic energy use, toward increased renewable ethanol marketing across this country, and to taking a meaningful step to reduce our dependence on imported energy.
Thank you very much, Bob Dineen, President and CEO of the Renewable Fuels Association. I'm Cindy Zimmerman with the Ethanol Report.